Thief Evan Byron have an experienced team dedicated to delivering you their daily catch-up. With Upside Realty, you get an experienced agent, all marketing, online listing, and organised inspections for one flat fee. Visit upside.com.au. Thief Evan
Byron. 1019 The Fox.
Feb looking to theme all of our music around today's rainfall. He did also want to play this. We weren't as sure. I mean, it's one of your Aussie classics.
And I've got a suggestion for a bit later in the show.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So we might even play some other rain-based...
Milli Vanilli.
Oh, Blame It on the Rain.
Blame It on the Rain.
That's an awful song.
Was falling. Oh, come on. It's
double
part of the theme.
13 10 60, Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox. All thanks to Upside Realty.
Yesterday I did something and I was nervous about it because I knew it would have... it may have repercussions. So... during the breakfast show, our show right now, Sunrise is on, obviously, every morning. And I used to be part of the Sunrise family. I worked with Koshy and Mel at the time.
Yes.
And I was the weather presenter and then the entertainment editor. And
Reporter.
I think you find Koshy calls me the editor. anyway, yeah, they're
the
celebrating.
Cow.
I've never been the cash cow. They're celebrating 15 years of being on television.
Congrats.
Sunrise.
And you're part of the family.
Yeah, so they wanted to do a cross to me. Now, I knew it would be part of this show, though, so I already thought to myself, hang on, a live cross to Sunrise while we're doing this show means that, Fev, you, who already claim to have been the very first person to ever do one of those...
Photo bombs
yeah,
on television. Who did you do it behind?
I did it behind Mick Martin.
When
in the 1995 ANZAC Cup final.
I love that
final.
You think no one did it in the 80s or 70s
either. And I had a Mighty Ducks hat on. And I'm like, woo.
Mighty Ducks. And he got behind Mick Martin. And I thought to myself, there is no way I'm going to get through this cross to Koshy and Sam without Fev being involved. And I wasn't wrong.
For those people who aren't in Melbourne, tell us what you're doing now.
Okay, so I am hosting the Fox FM breakfast show here in Melbourne. Fifi, Fev and Byron. I work with Brendan Favola, which has its own challenges, I might add. He's been threatening to run on as the cash cow any minute, but I'm keeping him at bay. And also, I am back in the Seven family.
Oh, and there's
I'm sorry about it.
Oh, good, Fifi. Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Can he come in? He wants to come and say hi.
Woo-hoo, 50 years.
Come in.
Well, I've been on the show 3 or 4 times, so I'm part of the family.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely. I mean, I saw, you know, I could see it. I saw the door opening and I went,
no.
trying to focus. I'm looking in the barrel of the camera and then, yeah, here he comes.
But listen how much Koshy loved it. Koshy is obviously a massive Fev fan. He really gets around Fev.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Can he come in? He wants to come and say hi.
Woo, 50 years.
Come in.
Loves himself.
You got one
Fev.
Of Koshy's genuine laughs, Fev.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, big night in Melbourne last night. There was the Sia. Sia was performing. Harry Styles was performing. All the stars were in town.
Yeah, they were all out. And I got a message at about 11:15 last night off a worried mum. I don't follow them. They just sent it in.
Does his mum know you?
No, they just sent in the DMs, a little message. And her daughter was front row of the Harry Styles concert last night.
Hmm.
Everyone loves Harry, 1D. They got a lot of fans. She wore this pink cowboy hat to the show.
Yeah.
And Harry, throughout the show, when he was singing, grabbed the hat and put it on and wore it while he sung the song.
How cool is that?
And then when he finished the song, Harry has flicked the hat into the crowd. So the girl didn't get her hat back. And she went up to the young girl that had the hat and said, can I have my hat back? And she said, no, because Harry Styles threw it to me.
Oh, no.
But it's her hat.
It's her hat. And it's got her name and stuff all over it. And she said, can you please try find it tomorrow on your radio show? So I thought, why not? Get out. Maybe our listeners, someone might know that girl that's got this young girl's hat. We can maybe get it back for her.
We'll get the hat back.
You know, there's a couple of issues here, and I totally hear from... Do you know what? I actually got the same message in my inbox too last night.
Right.
And my first thought was, from Bree, I thought, okay, it's a bit on Harry. No, you've taken...
A little bit on Harry.
You took the hat and you haven't given back to its rightful owner.
That's
so I'm a little
point.
Bit annoyed
fair
at
point.
Harry and we should maybe get Harry on to apologise.
Harry, if you're listening, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Absolutely,
you
Harry. But secondly, I would absolutely love, and if we can use our powers here at the radio station, 13 10 60 right now.
A lot of clout.
Do you know who's got this hat? Maybe you have it and you've realised overnight, I didn't buy it. another girl bought this hat. It was actually her hat, and now I've kept it. You want to get hold of those parents, don't you? Come on.
Bree, can we get a description of the hat? We've got you on the line.
We've got Bree on the line.
Yeah, just to help us out with the description of the hat. Do we know any more than pink hat?
No, guys. Morning, guys. Thanks for your help. It is just a pink cowboy hat. It has my daughter's Twitter handle written on the inside of it and on the outside of it. And
it's even got her name on it.
Yeah, she's pretty desperate to get it back. I think, if anything, she thought he might have just kept it up on stage and got it back at the end, but he threw it out into the crowd.
Bree, when your daughter said, "That's my hat," to that girl, and she just said, "No, I'm having it."
Yeah, no, quite confrontational, actually, and no, there was no way she could get this hat back.
And what's your daughter's name?
Ella.
Ella. So
well,
we're going to
try
Ella's
and get
hat back.
Ella's hat back. Okay, 131060. Do you know who's got the hat? Have you got the hat? Can you try and find out who's got the hat?
There'll be no questions asked. Just
and
give it back.
And will we put up a reward, Leon, perhaps? That's a nice idea, isn't it? A cash reward?
No, well, we'll find something in the prize cupboard.
Here we go.
Here's something else. I don't know, Bree, if this helps. We'll do our best. I, in fact, have a princess, a Sheriff Cali pink hat,
it's
cowboy hat.
It's not the same. Harry didn't touch it.
Well,
not the same.
But
Bree with that.
I think it's all about the fact that Harry touched it.
Fair enough.
Okay, 131060 is the number.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Remember last week we were talking about the campaign that's been spearheaded by a mum who's trying to get all gender-neutral books into kids' libraries at schools and at local libraries because she believes, and there may be other people like her who believe, that those stereotypes are bad for children and then they lead them into, that they don't necessarily promote equality in the long run.
Yeah, because I always grew up thinking that if I married a girl Rapunzel, I'd be able to climb up her hair into the cubby house.
Yeah, and I always thought that if I told a lie, my nose grew really long.
Absolutely. There's a danger of that.
There is, absolute. I mean, no, we...
If you painted Byron green, he'd look like Shrek.
That's true.
That's just hurtful. That's not even to do with the story.
But no, last week we were saying we think that's ridiculous, and the three of us are parents in the studio, and we just thought, come on, they're kids. These are passed down from generations, and they're stories. And the second you start making everything gender neutral, I mean, then everything's just neutral, and it's very... I don't think that is even sustainable for life.
No, where does it end?
I mean, page three of the Herald Sun, Boxy.
Yes, it's not ending. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an interesting one. There is a push by Swinburne and La Trobe University researchers. Nice little narrow minority there. they're working on studies that are linking sport to violence against women. So, and I absolutely, and we here, the three of us, the studio, the Fox, we abhor violence against women.
Obviously.
So anything that helps stem that flow, we're right,
of course,
right
we're behind
for
it.
But this one seems very interesting. So they're proposing that moving forward in sport, that the ruckman in the AFL, no more ruckman, ruck person. And in cricket, you would no longer have a batsman. You will have bats people.
A bats person. One of those.
You're a solid
bats person.
I have my opinions as a viewer, but you are actually, you are an AFL footballer.
Yes.
How do you feel about losing the word ruckman and now having a ruck person running around?
Well, I'm a coach, so I have a couple of ruckmen in my team. So if I'm doing my quarter time, pre-game, half-time speech and I go, "Hey, ruck person, you're a ruck person." It's got nothing to do with any...
I can't even see the link to violence.
There's no link to violence. I'm not going to go, "Oh, my ruck person, oh, if I call him a ruckman, might go violent." No. It's got no...
Where's the link?
There's no link at all.
No.
What are bats people?
A bats person. So the batsman's not walking up to the crease.
Boxy.
The bats person's on its way. No, look, Fev, I'm with you.
I know, but what are we coming?
You know what? I'd love, because I think there's a very vocal minority that end up changing these things.
Right.
And the rest of us all sit here going, "Well, we were quite happy with it. But okay, yeah, apparently that's the way we're heading." Like the plebiscite we had recently, I think we should have we should definitely hear from the people when these things get proposed.
So we'll do a survey on Batsperson,
mail-in. This is, of course, this project's been commissioned by the Andrews government, so no doubt he'll just go and change it if he wants to. He decides these studies are valid. But I would like to say 131060, actually Melbourne, Victoria, how do you feel about that? Now, our opinions aren't necessarily right. That's the beauty of world. Everyone has opinions,
sure.
and you're allowed to voice whichever one you may have. But how does Melbourne feel about this? Do you want ruck people in football, or are you quite happy to say the ruckman is running up to the forward line?
Tomorrow afternoon, when the Ashes Test 2 starts in Adelaide and all the boys are down at the Cricketers' Arms having a couple of cold ones off the wood, what Batsperson's in next? They'd be like, mate, how many pots have you had?
Might take a while.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Page 3 in the paper today, there is a push, a university-led conference, is calling for gender-neutral language in sport. So this has been commissioned by the Andrews government, and they're proposing that terms are changed in sport. So there's no more ruckman in football. There's a ruck person. And batsmen are now bats people. Now, I deferred quickly to Fev as a sportsman who plays the sport. I predicted what your response would be, and I couldn't agree with you more, Fev. I just think, come on, really?
Yes, I know, Boxy. It's just going so far the other way. I just got an Instagram message off a listener, and they said, soon they will change human to you person. Seriously, these people.
I could go on again, but we've opened the phone lines 131060 because
let's listen to the response.
Yeah, we want to
know.
We're
saying this is ridiculous. Well, just leave it as it is. It's a ruckman and it's a.
Absolutely. It's a batsman.
Feb's fighter.
And anyway, so we've said 131060. How do you feel about this, Melbourne? Because I think these should be. It's a democracy, and let's hear how other people feel about it. Tegan, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Tegan, what do you think about gender-neutral terms like ruck person and bats person?
Look, I go to the footy every week, and I honestly think that this is taking it too far. So there's a line, and this is where we've got to draw the line, and I don't think having ruck man is going to do anything against violence against women.
See, that's interesting. So, Tegan, I strongly agree with you. And 100%. This is to repeat why this is happening. The university people have decided there could be a link between sports, these terms in sports, and reducing violence against women. But I would argue there's a link to everything.
Right.
Like, honestly, if you want to find a link, you will find it. Mm. Because I know, and the men in my life, from my two brothers, my stepbrother and my father, have all been batsmen, ruckmen, they've all played these sports and couldn't be, I mean, they couldn't be kinder or more decent and behave appropriately and very respectful of women. So, yes, you may find a minority. You know what I'm saying? There are studies that will absolutely always find a link.
Mm.
But is that a reason to change terms that we're all seemingly happy with? But we might all not be happy with them. Mitchell in West Footscray. Hi, Mitchell.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, Mitchell. Now, Mitchell, this is great because you disagree with this and we would love to hear what your thoughts are.
Awesome. I guess, first of all, I feel a little bit sorry for you guys because the timing probably couldn't be worse. We're in the middle at the moment of the 16 days of activism against violence against women and children, and we're sort of just coming off the back of a Royal Commission into Family Violence, both of which show kind of that there is a link between, you know, the language that we use and the behaviours that we encourage that are different between boys and girls from a very young age, and how that can lead to, I guess, gender differences later on in life, and then how it creates a divide between men and women and promotes that, it promotes our patriarchal way of life that, you know, we have sort of always had that, yeah, sort of almost says that, you know, women are a little bit inferior to
Mitchell,
men.
Mitchell, you've raised very good points from your perspective, and we respect those. Couldn't disagree with you more, though. We are absolutely, the three of us, we have all been part of this campaign. We absolutely abhor violence against women, children, men. Violence across the board is unacceptable, and we're doing nothing to promote that. And I refuse to believe that because of the word batsman or ruckman, that men or anyone is going to go and commit violence. I just couldn't disagree more.
You're struggling to see the link, I suppose, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Not in your cause, which we're all unified. We're just struggling to see the link. That's the issue.
Cricketer on, Mitch, and see what they think.
Well, Mitch, my younger daughter, who's 11, plays football, and they all play in various positions because when they're that age, they experiment, so they can all play in every position, so one person doesn't dominate the game. And I go to the training, and Lenny's always like, can I be the ruckman?
That's always been the term. It's become part of her vocab.
But I even hear what you're saying about the fact these words are terms that are so, entrenched in our patriarchal society. Well, you know, seemingly patriarchal society. We won't go down that path either. But I guess what I'm saying is that in the same way you've said these are linked to gender stereotypes where women end up being subservient to men, I've grown up with all these terms and I would like to think I've never seen a glass ceiling. I've absolutely always known that I can go out there, succeed as a strong person. I've never considered myself inferior to men. So then there are, you might argue that I'm an exception then, but then there's no, that hasn't affected me, and I don't think from all the women I know, go-getters are out there doing well.
Yeah, no, well said, Boxy. I mean, Mitchell, thank you for the great work you do for a great cause. I just think we've disagreed as to one aspect, I think,
clear. And I think it's almost unfair to, for instance, we've got opinions and other people might share these opinions that this is going too far, but you certainly can't then lump us in a category of people who don't support the absolute, you know, eradication of domestic violence in our society.
And that's right, Boxy. Just because we have an opinion doesn't mean it's right. And if Mitchell and Joe Blow from down the street has an opinion, doesn't mean that we can go against him. Everyone has an opinion about it. Doesn't mean you're 100% right, but you can't go against someone and go, well, just because you've got an opinion, you're so wrong, you're so left there, you're so right there. No, it's just an opinion.
Do we want to take a quick one? Emma, a keen footy player, Emma on the line.
Emma.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, good. Emma, where do you stand on this?
Well, I am a female footballer. I've just played my first season and I'm also a PE teacher at an all-girls school. And hearing your conversation, I thought, well, I've never been called a ruckman. I do play in the ruck and my coach would just say, okay, Emma, get in the ruck.
Oh, okay,
rotate
cool.
On the ruck. Also, when teaching positions at school, I would just say, okay, so if you're going to be the ruck. So when you were having that conversation, I just thought, oh, wow, I've never even really used the term ruckman throughout PE teaching or in footy. So, yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out there that, yeah, that wasn't a part of my vocab. And, yeah, and it hasn't been an issue, this year.
Just call it the ruck. It's another, it's better than ruck person.
People do say, oh, you're in the ruck, okay, or you're the next batter. You're up. You're the next bat.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
I know, but you know what I think we're saying is when you start tiptoeing around, what can I say, what can't I say? I think we're all stifled and we all stop talking.
I've got out of this, Boxy, is you're a great Hugh person.
Fifi, Feb and Byron. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Christmas. All I want for Christmas is you.
Back for another year, Missmas and Fief. We do it with the help of Crown. Christmas lights up at Crown. Visit crownmelbourne.com.au for details.
Yes, and we were at Crown yesterday, saw the amazing tree there, the fabulous display at Crown. You should take the kids down to have a look at it. And we were there for a very special reason, because this is that time of year where, I guess, you know, even talking about today with the terrible weather conditions, you want to keep your family safe. And at Christmas time more than ever, it's just wonderful to be with the people that you love. But we do know that not everyone gets the chance to do that. For various reasons, some people live on the other side of the world or in other countries from their loved ones. And this time of year, we love surprise reunions.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Now, we were contacted by the gorgeous Tracy, who hadn't seen her mum for 3.5 years, and we thought, well, we're not having that.
Tracy got in touch with us because she misses her parents dearly. Her parents, Jan and Peter, live in New Zealand. But unfortunately, due to the distance, they rarely get to see each other.
I came and saw her 3.5 years ago when her daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, haven't seen her since.
And you've got three daughters, so two other daughters are in New Zealand.
Yes.
Are they a bit jealous that you're over here?
Very much so. Yeah, so is my husband. He'd love to have come too, but health reasons, he's not allowed.
So without Tracy knowing, we secretly flew Jan over from New Zealand to surprise her. Up until now, Jan had only met her granddaughter once when she was born.
Spoken to her a few times over Skype.
Aww.
And she's a very mischievous little girl.
So Nan's here to sort her out?
Yeah, that's the idea, yep.
We got in contact with Tracy's husband, Ryan, who helped us get her to Longchiming Crown to what she thought was a work function, but little did she know, Jan was sitting inside just metres away. Tracy has no idea what's about to happen.
She's not replying to my calls and
it was last weekend.
Your poor mum has been here since last night, so she had to lay in the hotel room and all she wanted to do was ring you and speak to you, but how do you feel?
Oh, incredible. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't believe it.
Trace, it's been 3.5 years since you've seen your mum, and as someone who, you know, sees my mum nearly every day, I can't even imagine how much it must mean to see her at Christmas.
It's incredible. You have no idea.
To have not seen, you know, obviously Kaylee for 3.5 years since she was born, and Tristan, so she's here to see her grandkids too.
You're here to spend a week.
Oh my God, you've got your mum for a week. Oh, that's absolutely incredible. Oh my God.
And now, and tonight, you're going to enjoy a beautiful night here at Crown. Crown are putting you both up for the night so you can spend the time together. The afternoon, we've got a whole afternoon at the day spa, the Crown Day Spa, for you to get a massage.
Massage. I haven't been to a day spa before. It's going to be fun. And also, on behalf of Crown and the Fox, we've got a $1,000 gift card to spend anywhere in Crown. Wow. So many beautiful restaurants. Go for a nice dinner tonight.
Yeah, we will, definitely.
Nobu's really nice. Go there. It's great.
Oh, I've heard it's nice.
So you've got your mum for a week. We're so happy for you. That's what this is all about, bringing families together for Christmas. Well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely incredible.
Not a dry eye in this house.
It got me again.
Every producer's crying.
It was one of the most emotional ones. It still got me. And up next, we're going to bring these special ladies into the studio. We're going to have Tracy and Jan to have a chat and see how it's been spending the last 24 hours together.
It was an amazing moment, Byron. And special thanks to Crown for providing everything for us. And they gave us food. Boxing.
Yes, that was amazing.
Very early in the morning.
Longchim restaurant's incredible.
They budgeted Fev's visit into that arrangement. But this is Missmas. It continues next with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Missmas is back.
Fifi, Fev and Byron's Missmas. All I want for Christmas is you.
It's that time of year. We love nothing better than to reunite family members who haven't seen each other and can't be together at Christmas. And we had such an emotional morning yesterday. Tracy, who hadn't seen her mum for 3.5 years, we saw and just relived that beautiful moment where Tracy saw Jan. There was not a dry eye anywhere near Crown, anyone who saw that moment. And now we've got Tracy and Jan in the studio. We've got Ryan, your lovely husband, outside with your two gorgeous children, Tristan and Kaylee. So, you've spent the day together. Was it amazing? You spent last night in the beautiful Crown in your suite there. How was it?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing in there. It was so lovely.
Did you get to Nobu?
Yes.
Yes, told you. Lovely lunch.
Yeah, there we go.
Fev's recommendation.
Now, you just, when we listened again to that reunion you had, which was only 24 hours ago, you were both bawling your eyes out too.
Again.
So the nature of the surprise, but also, Trace, and I said this to you at the time, but it's, you know, the relationship between a mother and a daughter and to be apart. For you, Jan, to have only met Kaylee, who's three, when
just
she was born.
Just then.
You've just met her. They've just come into the studio and you've just seen each other for the first time in 3.5 years. How
and
beautiful
got a
was
beautiful
that?
And you got great cuddles.
Yeah, it did. It was lovely.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's great.
Can we hear it again for a little bit?
Well, probably not. Well, the only thing is that it was a bit bittersweet in one way because we know, obviously, your parents living in New Zealand.
Yes.
And we were able to get Jan here, and who you hadn't seen for 3.5 years, but in fact, you haven't seen your dad, Peter, for 6 years.
Almost seven. Oh.
And we really wanted to fly Peter out here, but he's got a heart condition
and
he wasn't able to fly.
No, I know that, yeah. Which is hard, so.
Yeah, really hard. I know that's just an element of bittersweet. Yeah. Well,
I got my mum.
Tracy, we couldn't accept that.
Yeah.
We're flying you home to see your dad.
What? No.
We're going to fly you because you can't not see your dad for over 6 years. It's not happening. So we're going to fly you home and you can see your dad and your mum.
Oh, my gosh.
And in fact...
And we've got him on the line, Trace.
We've got your dad here, Peter, all the way from New Zealand. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Oh, Dad!
Oh, God. That.
Oh. Don't swear, Peter.
I've got a dump button. It's okay, Jan.
Hey, Pete, obviously your wife over here gave a great surprise, met your granddaughter for the first time, but now your daughter Trace is going to come over for Christmas and say hello to you. How does that make you feel?
Oh, my God. I'm speechless.
Oh, Peter, you know, you're going to see this because we videoed it, this beautiful moment yesterday when Tracy walked into Longchim restaurant at Crown and had no idea her mum was sitting there, and it was incredible, Peter, and we wanted you to be here so badly and know that obviously that's not possible, but we couldn't not have you see your beautiful daughter, so we're sending her to you.
Everyone's struggling in here. This has been an emotional 20 minutes. And also the video, by the way, guys, Fifi Fev Byron on Facebook, our producer said everyone should watch it and try not to cry. Apparently it's impossible to watch this Missmas video and not cry. So go to our Facebook, Fifi Fev Byron on Facebook.
And you'll get to go see your sisters as well.
I haven't seen my sisters in 7 years either.
Oh, that's right.
Family reunion.
My nieces, I've never met my nephew. So.
Peter, thank you so much for letting us call you. And we can't wait. You'll obviously have Jan back soon and then Tracy will be on her way too.
Oh, my gosh.
And how are you...
See you, Pete.
How are you feeling, Nan?
Yeah, you can see how I'm feeling. I'm pulling my eyes out.
Well, thank you, girls, for letting us into your world. And we just love that we're able to bring you together.
Thank you, guys. I can't thank you enough. This is amazing.
Oh, wow. And I hope we've got enough tissues here because that is the first of many Missmas episodes, which you will hear before the end of the year with Fifi, Fev and Byron. Thanks again to Crown. Christmas lights up at Crown. Visit crownmelbourne.com.au for details. More of these next week on The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We've heard about the rain. We're calling it Rainageddon. Well, there's some sprinkles in South Melbourne, but the more serious rain we expect for the drive-time commute this afternoon. Now, look, we were looking to theme all of our music today. Not all these got through the system. I know Fev was keen to hear some classic Dragon.
Don't you go out in the rain. Don't go.
Fief, you had a...
suggestion, Millie Vanilli.
Should have played both of them.
Can't believe we didn't play that in full.
But we played hot, hot, hot when it's not, not, not.
That's a very good point.
But it is Rainageddon. Now, look, we know when our meteorologist put out this severe weather warning, and we've got 5,000...
Wasn't Mike Larkin, was it?
State. Mike's a great mate of
Fake
the show.
News.
5,000 State Emergency Service volunteers standing by, and those men and women do a wonderful job, and they will have a busy few days ahead of them, I imagine. But we do. We absolutely advise everyone stay safe, look after your family, look after yourselves, remember road conditions in torrential rain, try and... even your warning has been to avoid all unnecessary travel. So that may mean not going to work. I mean, if the Bureau of Meteorology says avoid it, oh, I don't think you have to go to work.
We got an email.
We got an email from our boss, didn't we, guys?
Dave Cameron said...
Our boss, the wonderful Dave
pick
Cameron.
Pick the time when you think is right to go home because we want to stay safe. That means go whenever you want. all our marketing, all our digital, everyone in our upstairs office, go home whenever you want.
It's kind of the day Leon. You don't need to go to work. Yeah. But it is interesting in terms of, you know, we were sort of talking doomsday when we say Rainageddon, but it does have that feeling. Like last night, I was bringing everything indoors, and the only thing I haven't thought through, and I'm going to blame my mum, Pearl, for this, because I got some outdoor furniture and this nice wooden sort of day bed.
So you've got a house outside your house?
No, it's just like a day bed. It's not. It's a wood piece of wooden furniture, but I'm wanting to paint it. And Mum said if this gets wet, it'll be really hard to paint, so we've got to keep it dry.
Right.
And then she proceeded to lift it and lean it against a window. And I was lying in bed last night and I thought, gosh, that's just going to knock the window in with $110,000
couch. 110 kilometre
wind.
No, that's a hazard, Pearl.
My mum has leaned up a wooden day bed against my lounge room window.
That's irresponsible.
That will probably crack the window in. So I need to race home to remove that now.
You should.
We should do a segment, Pearl Knows. Just things that Pearl knows.
But you know, Feb, Alex has woke you up in the night to talk about sandbags.
Sandbags, yes, because Alex's runway room on Hampton Street, it's sort of down in a ditch, and the drains get flooded just with a little downpour,
and it
really floods all those shops in there. So we're worried, obviously, because it's going to be about 150 mil. There you go. Not 150 metres.
Yes, correct.
Driving
correctly this time.
150 mils. It's going to flood. And she's really worried about it. So
sandbag.
I'm not quite sure what we do. Do we get sandbags?
Bunnings.
Oh, I've been to Bunnings already this week and brought a barbecue.
I've got to go to Kmart and get a car cover.
I brought it full. Never been to Bunnings, really.
I love Bunnings.
I brought it off
I might go to Bunnings, actually.
I brought it off the floor.
Cover. Oh, you brought it off the floor.
Yeah.
This was like a story.
Already made.
I know. That's very clever.
Because she said you can make it at home. And I go, I don't have any tools.
Could I buy the one on display?
I love the way, Fev, you just merged buying a barbecue set into our weather warning rave.
No, because I was going to you didn't let me finish.
No, I liked what
because
you're
the
doing.
Brand new barbecue's out in the veranda, and Alex says you need to bring it inside because of the rain. Because I didn't get a cover with it because I brought it off the floor, and I was just keen to get it out there. But I've got to get the cover.
Did you go back to Bunnings and get a cover?
13 10 60. How are you preparing for this? Look, everyone is bunkering down. I don't plan on leaving the home in Pakenham.
You're on a hill. You're right.
From about I love a bunker.
11 a.m. today, I will not leave that house. I will stockpile from Coles downstairs. I will not leave that house until Monday
You've
morning.
You've got Coles downstairs at your house?
Well, no, from here, from the office.
You'd be right, though, Byron. You look over Pakenham.
Yeah,
you're
we,
on a hill.
We see it's a wonderful
you're
home.
You're going to see Pakenham flood.
13,
don't
10,
get in your spa, though, your jacuzzi, because there might be lightning and thunder. And
best
you
time to do it.
No, indoor jacuzzi.
That's the best time to get into it. Have
13,
a champagne.
13, 10, 60 is the number. Give us a call.
How are you? You have too much of that jacuzzi.
How are you preparing?
You'll be out of fart, man.
How are you preparing for... Rain again.
I threw him.
Oh, he's got us.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Look, it's a rain event. We've given it a title. We've even got our own little jingle for it, which is right here. I'm just pulling it up on the system. Here we go.
Rainageddon. Melbourne, we know the warnings have been out for 24 hours now. We are bracing for a dangerous storm that it will batter our state. 3 months' worth of rain in 3 days. Emergency service volunteers are standing by. Look after yourselves, your kids, your family, everyone. Be vigilant. And we've just been talking about little things we've been doing to prepare ourselves. I've got a day bed that's probably going to fly through my lounge room window because my mum irresponsibly lent it up against the window.
Pearl, absurd.
Pearl knows.
Fev got his barbecue in time. Well done.
Yeah, no, it's still out there.
Oh, no, okay, you need to race home
four,
and get your
I've been told four
in.
Times
you need to get it
in. But I need some sandbags for Alex's shop.
Sandbags.
Do you buy them from Bunnings? Where do you buy them from?
You and I, let's go to Bunnings because I need a car cover for my day bed so it doesn't have to break my window.
A car cover on your day bed? What about a day bed cover?
I don't think they get day bed covers.
Right.
Joe in Somerville. Hi, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, Joe. Joe, are you prepping madly for Rainageddon?
Yeah, definitely. So usually this is a family event where, like, we get the warning and everyone gets involved and we make sure everything's tied down. We live on 2.5 acres.
Ooh, so you've got lots to tie down.
On deck, but my parents are in Tasmania, so they sent a message saying, batten down the hatches. So we've gone around, checked all the animals, make sure the greenhouse is all tied down, make sure there's little covers, like, for the animals. The chickens are all safe.
No, the chickens are safe. Good.
See, the poor animals. You're right, Joe.
Yeah, the animals are
worse off.
That'd
be scary for them.
But did your parents say, batten down the hatches, the rains are coming, and then you had a potato wedge?
Well, like, yeah, they were like, batten down the hatches. Like, you guys are, like, getting, like, you're going to be in for a big one. But we were thinking, you guys are in Tasmania having to come back on Saturday night or whatever it is. Are you going to even be able to come home?
They
You're
might
right,
get stuck.
They might be stuck there. Now, Joe, I will just stop down.
Oh, we'll go back to what Fev just said.
Fev, no, I'm just, it was obviously a pop culture reference
what
that Byron
that?
And I
No,
just...
you know that ad, the rains are coming. And
what
they sit down and they have those
for?
Potato wedges. It's for like a potato.
Like McCain's.
McCain's.
Does anyone out there know what he's talking about?
Yeah, it was for corn, mate.
Was it corn, was it?
Oh, okay. Good.
Were they have potato wedges with corn?
It was McCain corn. They were biting on the juicy corn and it sounded like rain on the roof.
You watched that and you were hoping they were eating wedges.
Yep. I don't often get things wrong.
No, you don't.
No, that was weird.
Leon was very quick to inform you that you were wrong. Now, Shannon in Clyde. Hi, Shannon.
How you going?
Good, Shannon. Are you battening down the hatches in Clyde?
Yeah. Just set up a pool last night, so hopefully we can have a pool this summer. Nice full pool.
Oh, I see what he's doing. Right. It's going to be a rainwater-filled pool.
That's genius.
I set up yesterday and I filled it up with the hose for about a good hour and it just didn't seem to
work. Bad line, but we get the general point.
I love that. Good
I think he said, Marge, the rains are coming.
You even remembered Marge's name. Yeah. That's great. I remember that.
Someone
now.
Just texted in and then wrote loser.
Sarah in East Brighton. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Sarah. How are you going in East Brighton there? You'd have a bit of rain coming across the bay.
That's where I live.
It is. It is coming. But we actually have 40 girls coming to a hen's party and it's a pool party tomorrow.
Oh, look out.
So it's prepped, but, yeah, we're going to embrace it. We're taking on the rain. I think people
good.
Will be turning up in wetsuits.
Taking on the rain.
Brilliant
what a great, well, that's actually a really fun party.
Rain. Is that
that
a song?
Was fault. No, blame it on the rain. On the rain, that was fault.
It's afternoon. Okay. We're done. Clocked off.
We've been told to leave at a time that is safe. We're out of the building now.
Yep.
We're done.
The Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up done without compromise. With Upside Realty, they'll sell your home without compromise too. With no commission, just a flat fee of $7,500. There's no better way to sell your home.